Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. Now that we've created a cloud-only virtual network, it's time to take the next step and create a point-to-site virtual network, and that'll allow us actually allow our client computers to connect to a virtual network in Azure through a VPN. So I'm going to split this actually up into three different parts. So in this module, we're going to create the point-to-site virtual network, and then we'll create the virtual network gateway to allow clients to connect to that network. And then in the next module, I'm going to generate and upload security certificates to authenticate my client with the virtual network. And then finally, in the third part, I'm going to actually use the VPN utility that I'm going to download from the Azure portal to connect to the virtual network and share files between a virtual machine in Azure and my own local computer. That'll be cool. So let's go ahead and start. So the first step is to create a new virtual network. I'll go to the new menu and choose a custom create. I'm going to give the virtual network a name, Bob's Point to Site, and I'm going to select a location of East US. I'll click the next button, and on the DNS servers and VPN connectivity page, I'm going to choose the checkbox next to configure a point to site VPN. You can see that this adds a little visualization now between the Bob's Point to Site network and the clients, and then there's the gateway in between them. So I'm going to click Next. On this next page, I can configure additional address spaces, and here I can ensure that the address spaces that I'm going to use are not going to overlap with ones that are used on my clients. I'm not going to make any changes here. I'll just click the Next button. On this final page, I can add a gateway subnet, which is what I'm going to do, and then I'll click the complete button at the bottom. And now we wait for it to create our new point-to-site network. And so my goal here is to create a network between my local computer and a virtual machine up on the new network that I created. So I'm going to create a new virtual machine, and I'm going to make sure to add it to this network. So obviously the key here is where it's currently selected West Europe as the region, we want to instead select our new virtual network to add this virtual machine to. And just for fun, I'll go ahead and create an availability set too. And we'll go ahead and click complete, and we'll wait for the virtual machine to be created. Actually, while that's being created, I'm going to go and look at my virtual network, and I want to add a virtual gateway at this point. I'll click the Create Gateway button in the bottom menu bar, and it's going to make me confirm that I actually do want to do this, and I'm going to click Yes. And so at this point, it's going to take a while for both the virtual machine and this gateway to get set up. You can see that under Resources, our virtual machine has been assigned to this network, so it's making progress, but honestly it's going to take probably a minute or two. So I'll stop this module here and we'll pick it back up in the next module. We'll see you there. Thank you.